Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I have a confession to make today. It's a difficult confession to make. My children have caught me breaking the rules. It's never been a big rule, but to them, of course, it is. I remember one day scolding Liliana for climbing onto the cabinets. She can be quite the climber and will scale our kitchen cabinets without even the help of a stool. This day she wanted to make some Kool-Aid. So I proceeded to scold her and put her on timeout, telling her she can't climb on the cabinets. Of course, a few hours later, I find myself trying to get some tea down from way up in back of the cabinets. So I hop up, kneel on top of the counter, and begin to rifle through the cabinets. Of course, Liliana doesn't miss a beat. She never does. She comes stomping into the kitchen and says in her most stern voice I've ever heard, "No, no, no, Daddy. That is too dangerous. No climbing on the cabinets." I was caught. I was caught by my 2-year-old. Do as they say, not as they do. That is essentially the principle at the heart of the opening verses of today's gospel. For the Pharisees in today's gospel, they were so bound up in the law that the law became their God. For them, their faith became nothing but a means to bring attention and honor to themselves. Jesus made it clear they ought to listen to the Pharisees. After all, the teachings were passed down to the Pharisees from Moses. However, they were not to do as they do. Everything the Pharisees did was to bring honor to themselves and not to God. The Pharisees were hypocrites. Gee, isn't it fortunate that we no longer have hypocrisy in religion today? I'm so glad also that we don't have arrogance and self-exaltation among religion today as well. I hope you caught my sarcasm there on both of those statements. Yes, hypocrisy and self-righteousness were a part of biblical times and are still a part of life today. Today, Scripture is still used to make others feel guilty, to lay heavy burdens on others, and to bring attention to our good deeds. The warning in today's text seems to be more towards leaders of the church, but I think this is something that we all deal with. At times, we all tend to lift up our good deeds, to bring honor and recognition to ourselves instead of bringing honor and love to God. Loving and honoring God, that is the central message of the teachings that were passed down to the Pharisees. That is what all the strict laws and teachings boil down to. That is what the Pharisees failed to do, bringing honor to God instead of themselves. It's only a couple of paragraphs earlier in Matthew that Jesus addresses the central message of all the laws and teachings that have been passed down. He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and prophets." We do these things not to bring honor to ourselves, but in grateful response to God's blessings and to bring honor to God. We love the Lord our God because God first loved us. Even in our sin and brokenness, God first loved us. It is a humble response to God's unending blessings. I visited the Holy Lands about 1.5 years ago. It was an amazing experience to see the sights of the Bible. One of the places we visited was the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It is considered by many to be the most holy place in the world. I looked at hundreds of people kneeling down and praying to God. Everyone there came from different places, different backgrounds, and different experiences. But there seemed to be a sense that everyone came there equally before God. Everyone there humbly knelt down and prayed, allowing God's grace to wrap around them and giving thanks for all the blessings showered down on them. As one of the confirmation students wrote in his faith statement, God accepts everyone, not because of any good deeds they do or any donations to the church, but because God loves his creation and will always provide for us. Later this morning, the confirmation students will kneel down before the church and before God and make a public affirmation of their baptism. Their families, mentors, and friends will place their hands on them. And more importantly, God will wrap them in God's grace. God will wrap them in new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. This is God's work, and we humbly give honor and thanks to God. This is the reason to live humbly, to give thanks to God, and to not to bring attention to ourselves, but to point to God and the message of God's grace. As I pondered humility throughout this week, I wondered to myself if there is ever a reason to bring attention to ourselves. After all, the Apostle Paul, on numerous occasions, boasted about himself. I think there may be a reason to bring attention to ourselves, but only insofar as to bring attention to God and the gospel message. I was at a conference one time listening to a speaker speak on ministry. He had an illustration that I thought worked well. I believe he coined it the jump and duck method. He said, we ought to stand up, jump up and down in front of people until we get their attention. Then, the moment we get their attention, duck, so that they see God and God's message. We live in such a way to point to God and to bring honor to God. So what is the bottom line for us to keep in mind? It is important that we keep God at the center of our lives. Remember that God is the Creator. God is our Redeemer. God is our source of all life. And God teaches us and leads us through our way. We can remember that we are humble servants, wrapped in God's loving grace. We live out our faith in service to God and to others, not to bring honor to ourselves, but to bring honor to God, through whom all things come. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.